All right, I'm excited for my next guest. This is really cool. You ever wonder where the happiest people and places are in the world? I always do. You know, there's so much negativity out in the world. I think there needs to be a happy news station and lots of other happy people and pioneers out there that want to push for it, like our next guest. I want to say hi to Linda Schwain. Hi, Linda. How are you?
Well, hi, Frank. How are you? And happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you. I'm doing fantastic. Linda, I'm so excited to learn about this show. I've been waiting for something like this to come on air. And in your first episode, you have one of my icons that I just admire and idol, Deepak Chopra.
Oh, great. Yeah, he's fabulous. So it's a good role model, I'll tell you.
Well, tell me about the show.
Yes, well, you know what? I mean, you're right. We do have a lot of negativity on the airwaves, and thank God for your show and a lot of great shows. But, you know, I've been around the world a lot with my travel company for 30 years, and I meet the happiest people, and I do this for my business, so I put it on the air. So now I produce a show called Tapping In, the happiest people and places, because, you know, to be tapped in, you're tapping into the source. And what is the source? The source is something that will make you happy if you can tap into it, and we all have it, right?
Right. And I mean, if you're into deeper spiritual thinking and ideology, the source really is the unseen quantum energy that exists around all of us, correct?
Exactly. And anyone who's like science, Nikola Tesla has said that, you know, once we start realizing that the most powerful things are the unseen, that's when we really get good at science and we ramp up. So we're trying to get things to ramp up around here, aren't we, Frank?
We are. I mean, with more people like us out there spreading the word and pushing for positivity and exploring where are people the happiest, and whether it's geography or how much of it is where they live that makes people happier.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, I'll just give a couple examples. Well, for instance, Deepak Chopra, his roots come in India, and so that's coming up on one of our shows. I'll be taping there next month, and the next show is New Zealand. But if you go to some of these places, some of the things are rooted in the way you're raised. So he was raised in a certain way to embrace a lot of openness, you see, and so he just took it from there. But we all go through our own evolution. We all have our programming from the way we're raised, and then all of a sudden something hits us. You know, people say, what makes you happy? Well, like, for instance, there's people in Bhutan. Bhutan is near Tibet. It's in the Himalayas. These people all wear the same clothes. They're all in national dress. And the women wear these really, really hard... I tried it on. They're really wrapped around skirts. And the guys cannot get dressed by themselves. If you lived in Bhutan, you could not dress yourself every day because you have to wear a certain robe. But you know what's interesting about this place? Is that they have the highest gross national happiness, GNH, gross national happiness, because they're not really into a lot of stuff, and they're really into community. Nothing wrong with stuff,
sure.
But, you know, we can get overloaded with stuff. So these people literally, I mean, it's hard to even walk in these skirts, but you know what? It's how they're raised, and they really have the sense of community. So that's kind of, you know, the community that you have on your radio station, these people, and finding what you're good at. You know, if you're you're really good at a mechanic, mm-hmm. and you're driving a bus,
yes.
But every minute you get, you are fixing a car or fixing something, and you enjoy driving a bus, but you really feel like you should be fixing a car or fixing cars, then it's getting out of that fear to go and try to get a job fixing cars. You know what I mean?
Right. So it's finding the flow, your flow, whatever that is. Now, would we call them a tribe?
Well, we travel around the world. So the next show coming up in Chicago is New Zealand. So, you know, this is all about immigrants. So it's interesting because immigrants are really a big thing right now because how people feel about immigrants flowing through. Hot button topic, yeah. But we are the land of immigrants, and how does that work? So I'm not only in New Zealand where they had the first immigrants come in, they're Maori people. You know, the Maori people are the first immigrants. So we go over to New Zealand, and we have some really cool things we do, of course, go to some fabulous places. But what they did is they were losing all their heritage. In fact, they were meant, you know, if you look at National Geographic, they were looking that they were going to lose it forever. So they built this massive big waka. You know what a waka is? It's like a big canoe that their ancestors came over to New Zealand, and they started to teach the kids this tradition because it was going to be lost.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, the kids are sailing thousands of miles away by using the only navigation of stars and waves.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It's fascinating.
So, and they're loving it. So they're learning. They wouldn't even go past the first set of waves on a beach, and they're sailing to places like Rarotonga, like these islands, 1,000 miles away, just using the stars and
with,
the waves.
With no technology.
No, nothing. Instrument-free navigation. And so I'm on one of these wakas. It's the only one in New Zealand. And when you're on it, you feel the ancestors. But that's just an example of, like, an older generation needs to pass stuff down to the younger one.
Right.
The younger ones need to find out what they love and be willing to struggle.
Well, it sounds the similarities in the stories you're telling, it has to do with lack of technology.
So not necessarily, because sometimes you have, like, for instance, what about pollution? What if you find a technology that can actually suck pollution out of the air, you know?
True.
So, you know, if you have that intention, if you have the intention to do something positive for something larger than yourself, that's love and that's happiness. So it's Valentine's Day, you know. Maybe this year it's like, okay, let's focus on what I love about me, what I'm good at, because we are all here for a specific purpose. Every single 7 billion of us are part of the whole. So therefore, like, you're great on the air. So you have this broad spectrum of people that you're reaching, and there's something inside of you saying, okay, now what messages do I need to send? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, it's very cool, but everyone thinks that they're always looking at somebody else they want to be. I want to be Beyonce. Well, you know, we've already got Beyonce. We don't need her.
Right.
We need you.
I get it completely. Now, so do you feel like, you know, after you visit, you personally visit these places, right?
Okay, I go all over. I'm in New Zealand, and we're also going to Cannery Row on this show. It's really interesting because Cannery Row is a place that John Steinbeck's Cannery Row, it was all the sardines that brought these people in. All these immigrants came into Cannery Row, California.
Hmm.
And then in the 40s, all the sardines were all fished out, and
really?
Then all of a sudden it just dilapidated.
Wow.
And there's this one guy who had a vision, and he said, you know what? I can change this around, and Cannery Row today has 4 million visitors, and I have the benevolent godfather, and what's happening in Cannery Row, and this amazing place of immigrants that is completely transformed, and how they work in this amazing, diverse environment, and all these people come in. It's very cool.
It sounds really, really interesting. I was excited to hear about it, and I still want to hear more. We have to take a quick break. We're talking to Linda Swain, and the show that we're talking about here is The Happiest People and Places. It's going to be a new syndicated adventure television series that she's hosting, and I want to hear about how you find the people. So don't give that out just yet, all right? We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. That's right. That's what we're talking about, baby. How to get to the happiest places and be the happiest person. And there's a new TV show called Tapping In, The Happiest People and Places. It's hosted and created by Linda Swain, who's joining me on the phone right now. Hey, Linda.
Hey, Frank.
So excited for this show. Let's start off with telling people where they can actually see it.
Okay, so the show is syndicated all around the country. So in Chicago, it's on CBS, and you have to go to tappinginshow.com and look at the schedule, and you can see when the next one. So we put them up as they come in. So it's a series of shows, tappinginshow.com on the schedule. And you asked how you could be on it. Well, we actually, on tappinginshow.com, you can actually also win a trip to South Africa right now. Next couple months, it'll be New Zealand, and you can tell us why you have the happiest place in the country.
That's awesome.
And why you're the happiest people.
So, like, could anybody be potentially on the show in the future that has a great story, or do you source these and research? Like, how's the casting process for this work?
Well, we actually do that. We look at people and we see who has a great story, and we, you know, go to their area, and we have done that, and I've done it for years. I worked on NBC in Philadelphia, and we did the same stories. And so my goal is to tell people stories, and we want to hear the stories of people, why they're happiest, and disseminate them out there. I also have a travel company, Swain Destinations, and for 30 years I've been around the world finding the happiest people for people to experience and the happiest places. So, yeah, it's been a journey, and finding them. And, you know, a lot of people have great, great, great messages because they live these incredible lives. And an incredible life could be just looking after one disabled child, you know. So an incredible life is messaging. Now, on one of the shows, I interviewed Nelson Mandela's prison guard for 17 wow. years. Every day, Nelson Mandela, he explained how Nelson Mandela kept his happiness in prison for 27 years.
Jeez. It's how did he do it? Did he give you like a one-word answer?
Well, you know what? Yes. When he got information, there was more than this. It's more than this. You have to watch the show. But when he got information that people were still fighting for freedom, and not the word fighting, but working towards freedom together, you know, because he will express that, you know, blacks and whites together were the reason why South Africa got through apartheid. It wasn't just one race or another race. It was everyone working together towards the same goal.
Sure. Wow.
And he believed in that.
You've met some really interesting people in your journeys. It's crazy how your two worlds collided, too, your television and your travel business, huh?
Well, you know, travel is a loving business, and we love everybody. If hospitality people around the world, everything would be great because we want every place to be great that people visit, you know?
Yeah. When you were doing your research, did you, have to take a journey first before you decided, to make sure for sure this was the happiest place?
Well, you know what? I would do something back when I was on NBC. I had a show called Moms on the Move. I had lots of kids. And I started with that. They're grown now. I started with that, and I would give these interviews away as charities. Because charities would make money if I say, look, I don't care who signs up. I can tell a story. I can tell their story and make it amazing for the viewers. And you know what? Everybody has a story. Everybody has a story. But what I do when I go to these places, I say, you know what, this is incredible nature story, or this is incredible immigrant story. So, yes, there's always something inside of me saying, what is the message here for this person? Like, what is Frank's story? Yeah. What is, and if I did your life, you'd be so happy.
I welcome it. I'd love to see the story of my life. I'm still trying to unravel it all. It's every year, every day it changes and grows. So it's always a good thing.
What makes you happy?
What makes me happy?
Yeah.
Well, seeing my kids smile, you know, really when you have kids, things, your shift in perception of happiness changes. To me, I think when you could, what makes me happy at the end of the day is feeling fulfilled, whether it's through my children, through my career, is going to bed or waking up feeling I have purpose and I have done the best I could today. I have stayed as positive as possible. Because I think that is one of the biggest things in the world is if you could stay positive and, you know, I go to bed and I wake up meditating. I swear I have meditation apps and CDs and I constantly do the work. And that to me is what makes me happy, because when I see the results of that work, it equates to happiness.
And that's key. And it's you're one of your guys, like Deepak Chopra. We had a big, long discussion about it, and you'll see what he says about happiness. But, you know, one of the things is, you know, it's funny. I said, okay, so are you happy? He's like, I'm content. Like, well, is that better than happy? Yes.
It is. Content is being satisfied, basically.
But the key is, like, you know, when you walk down a hallway and you keep on saying, I have got to change that light bulb. I'm going to trip. It's dark in this hallway. And you keep walking past the hallway and the light never gets changed. And then the day you change the light bulb, you feel great.
Yeah. And you're like, why didn't I do that sooner?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because we do that. Like, we're humans. We just kind of like, I'm going to be happy when. But there's no when. It's like, no, I'm happy right now, and this is what I'm doing towards it. And it could be just changing a light bulb.
Or changing a location based on what you do. Does that factor into it? If somebody's unhappy in their current state, and literally the state they live in, is moving to a different place the answer, in your opinion?
It can be. Well, you know, happiness comes from within there. However, true. You know, if you live in a place where the environment is toxic, you know, we have this Flint thing going on too.
Yeah.
But you're there for a reason. Like, I really feel like we're put in our struggle. I don't know everyone's soul. You know, there's a thing called a soul contract. So what is a deal that you made in the ether when you weren't even here? What deal did I make to come here and be where I am right now?
Right.
Why am I who I am?
Your karmic debt, as Deepak Chopra would call it.
Yeah, what am I here for? And since we have amnesia, we kind of have to just kind of look inside. That's why your meditating works, you know. But honestly, when you go out in nature, go to a park. If you're stuck, you can't get away from the TV, if you're eating too much, if you just can't move or can't budge, you can't make that call, then you take a walk outside the door and just have that intention, like, I'm just going to walk outside my door, I'm going to go try to find a tree or a park, get to nature, and someone will come up to me. Because that's how it works.
It does. It really
Somebody
does.
Somebody will walk up to you that needs to tell you something, and it could be when you go to the grocery store and someone behind the counter you don't even know might say something to you that hits you in a certain way. You're going out for a message. So if you just go out and say, I'm going out to get a message today because I'm stuck.
Right. And be open to it.
Yes, and that's what it is. And around the world, you have all these amazing people. And there's no question, I go to these beautiful places with nature, like in New Zealand, in Auckland, New Zealand, these 38 volcanoes, extinct
wow.
volcanoes. And we helifish. We fly on helicopters to this, you know, one of the extinct volcanoes, rock in the middle of the ocean. And they take their fishing rods out, you know. So
fascinating. Who wants to switch with Linda? That's a family. You have the best job, seriously. I mean, killer stuff. Linda Swain, thank you so much. Again, with the TV show here in Chicago, you can find out when it's going to air by going to the website. And what's the website again?
Website is tappingandshow.com.
That's right. It's going to air on WLS-TV here in Chicago. That's an ABC affiliate here. Linda, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. You're fantastic, and we'll definitely have to have you back on the show to give an update on some of the newest, happiest places in the world.
Thanks, Frank. I really enjoyed your show. Thank you so much.
Take care now.
Bye now.